Welcome to This Week in Crowder College, an in-depth look into how Crowder College students, faculty, and staff are working together so students soar to new heights, communities are impacted, and lives are changed. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho. Specializing in workers' compensation, personal injury, social security disability, and more. Learn more online at neoshoattorney.com. Now here's this week's edition of This Week in Crowder College.
Hey there, Four States. This is Luke Taylor, and welcome to another edition of This Week in Crowder College. And so we're welcoming back onto the program Cindy Brown. She is the Director of Public Information out there at the college. And so, hey, Cindy, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with us again today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, it's that time of year again. Graduation's right around the corner. And what's coming up for Crowder?
Yes, spring graduation is always exciting because we not only have the two ceremonies on Saturday, we also have the nursing ceremony on Friday. So we actually have three ceremonies in the spring just because there are always more graduates going in. So we'll actually start out next week. Of course, we have people who don't walk, which we would love for everyone to walk. But for those who are walking, we'll have a rehearsal Thursday afternoon. So they'll meet here in the Farber building and then walk over to the gym, make sure they know what's going to happen, all that. And they're also, this year, our foundation is really working to beef up our alumni communication. So they'll actually be getting some stuff from the foundation and be finding out how can I be a more active alum. So I think that'll be kind of fun. So that's at 2 o'clock on Thursday, May 9th. And then the ceremonies start on Friday, May 10th at 7 o'clock. We'll have our nursing graduates. So those are students in the RN programs at McDonald County in Nevada, as well as the LPN program at Nevada. And that'll be in Bob Snoller Gymnasium here on the Neosho campus on Friday evening at 7. And then we wake up Saturday morning, May 11th, and we'll have a 10 a.m. ceremony that will include all of our ag students, our ag graduates, our general studies graduates, and our teacher ed majors. And that one is at 10 o'clock. And then we take a little break when that one's over, and we have all other majors coming in for a 1 o'clock ceremony. And you have to remember, these are graduates from not just the Neosho campus, but all of our locations. So some of them may be the first, or maybe a handful of times they've been on campus. So it's really exciting to get them and their families here.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember my own graduation out there at Crowder, 2010, I believe. And that was just a magical day. I mean, it was a great time. Got to reconnect with all those people one last time before heading out into the world. But if people are going to attend the graduation, if they're going to be participating, they need to make sure to be at that practice on Thursday, don't they?
Oh, that practice is really helpful. If nothing else, it eases your nerves a little bit. Now, if they miss it, it's fine. We have other people who will help them. But we do ask our graduates to be here an hour early because we have to get them lined up based on their program, their degree, those kind of things. And you probably remember standing in line waiting for that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking back, we might even have a picture of you I had to share that you could share with the listeners out there so we could show you at graduation. Just a few years ago, though, not that long ago. And, you know, getting here, being a part of it's kind of like the two most exciting days are the very first day of classes when you walk on campus for the first time and then graduation. Mm-hmm. Not that there is an excitement in between, but those are really rewarding days for me as an employee because we get to see these people and how they've grown. And, of course, you and I had personal experience through the newspaper. So
right.
I got to visit with you some during your time here, which made it kind of fun because we both got to see each other and get to know each other before you moved on to that next stop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the graduation is just a very celebratory time, and it would all just run like clockwork. It all went very smooth, and so a great day and a great day of memories. And so I hope people will show up for it. I hope people will, if you know somebody who's graduating, that you'll get out there and support them and celebrate their accomplishment.
And, you know, you mentioned it being a smooth day for everything. We have a lot of employees who show up that day, not only to celebrate our students graduating, but to make sure everything runs smoothly. We want it to be a day you remember, not for anything bad, but for something good. So, you know, we have a lot of employees who help. And yes, if you're a community member or family member, friend of someone graduating, there aren't tickets to come. You know, we would recommend, though, the earlier you get here, the better opportunity you have for a seat because we will pack the house. That's part of why we started having multiple ceremonies because it got to the point where we couldn't accommodate everyone at one time. And that way you're able to see your grads. And, you know, I think too, with COVID and things where people missed out on graduations, we've maybe seen a little bit of an uptick of people who attend just because they didn't get to have that formal graduation. We'll also hopefully get to hear from our graduate speaker. We try to pick a student from the class that presents the commencement speech. And so they actually speak at the Saturday event. Friday night is nursing penning. So the faculty and staff for nursing pen our students.
Mm.
But Saturday you will be hearing a student speaker. And that's just kind of fun because you get to hear like what their journey, how they got to where they are.
Mm.
And that's kind of exciting. Anytime we can share stories, you know, or share our accomplishments, it just kind of makes it more valuable, I think.
Yep. Well, and Crowder is full of interesting people. And so you do get a chance to hear from an interesting student and hear their story. And that's a great time. And so I do encourage people to go and check it out. It's the Crowder graduations. And so it's going to be, I know, a busy week for you all, but I hope you can get a chance just to relax after that and start getting ready for the summer and fall semesters.
That's right. We'll have lots of exciting things. Summer classes start June 3rd, so we'll be busy with those as well as we'll have Upward Bound students. Those are high school students moving on campus. We'll make sure we get a story about that out there or a podcast so that people can kind of understand what our Upward Bound program is and how it benefits those pre-college students. And, we'll all get some rest. But it's always fun. Even if you're tired, it's always a fun event to come to graduation and see all the smiles and the happy times. So we'll look forward to it.
Yeah, and if anyone out there is still thinking about summer classes, is there still some openings out there?
Oh, absolutely. Summer enrollment will be open through the first couple of days of classes. So starting June 3rd, our classes. And then, of course, fall won't start till mid-August. So lots of time to come enroll.
Yeah.
We'd love to see people.
Now, if anyone out there is just looking for something to do this summer, you might just see what Crowder has available.
Yes, that's exactly.
All right. Well, hey, Cindy, thanks so much for joining us and telling us about the graduations. And we just hope it's a great day for everyone.
Yes. Thanks for having me, Luke.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Crowder College. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho. You can listen to this broadcast again by going online to kneo.org or to crowder.edu. Tune in once again next week for another edition of This Week in Crowder College on KNEO 91.7 FM.
If you live within the broadcast area of KNEO Radio, we have a podcast just for you. The KNEO Community Connection keeps your finger on the pulse of what's coming up in the four-state area, telling you about upcoming events you don't want to miss, organizations in our communities doing great work, and conversations with the dynamic citizens who are behind it all. There's a lot going on around you that you don't want to miss. This is Luke Taylor. Join me each week as we talk about what's happening with the people who are making it happen. Brought to you by KNEO Radio 91.7 FM and the Sky High Podcast Network. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.